A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, mate.
Happy, every day we do it, every day.
Sorry,
it's
mate.
Them, I'm talking to them. Sorry. The millions of podcasters.
Sorry, mate.
Downloaders.
Yeah.
Not you.
Sorry.
I just said hello to you.
You didn't actually, you ignored me.
Oh, yeah, I did actually. You all right, Jay?
Don't pretend you're interested. Okay.
Welcome to another Andy Goldstein Talks for Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, I'm back on Drive today at 4 p.m. alongside Benty.
That's
good. You know, yesterday he refused to come in. He was booked. Refused. He threw his phone at someone, apparently.
Honestly, matey. You've got to take it on the chin, Stinks. We've done it.
It's a matter of these people.
Poor Benty, mate. Anyway,
we start today's podcasting thing with, of course, English football. All needing saving in Europe.
They need saving, matey. I mean, how embarrassing.
Well,
all
we
the
haven't
sides.
Even got the fifth place now. That's gone because of Arsenal.
Wait, honestly, your mom. You're disgraceful.
Nah,
bottom
so
Newcastle,
brave.
Disgraceful.
It's so brave.
Now, after Arsenal Man City embarrassed the Premier League on Wednesday, Liverpool need a miracle at Atalanta. Moyes' West Ham hosted league champions Bayer Leverkusen and Aston Villa faced a trip to Lille.
And as always, JJ and O'Hara were taking your calls on the sports bar.
They've coped with the two legs extremely well against such a great team in Liverpool and Jurgen Klopp. And I think Gasperini's outsmarted Klopp over the two legs, you'd have to say. In terms of tactically, he's got it absolutely spot on.
He's hit it out of play, but it isn't going to matter because the referee has blown the final whistle, and that is it in Europe for Jurgen Klopp at Liverpool. Liverpool are out of the Europa League at the quarter-final stage. A wonderful victory for Atalanta.
Liverpool, on the other hand, that was...
Yeah, it's not good enough.
It was pitiful.
Not good enough.
It was pitiful, all over the pitch. Have Liverpool literally run out of gas?
I think they have. It looks like it.
You know when you get in your car sometimes,
yeah,
and it's on orange. You think, don't really want to go too. Don't want to burn too much.
Yeah,
I think Liverpool are on fumes at the
minute.
Are
they on nought miles?
They're on nought miles. They are, mate.
Are they seeing how much they've got left?
They
in
are
the tank?
Literally, and they've got
they're
their
crawling it there.
Where's the next petrol station?
And it's still 20 miles away.
That's what it looked like, didn't it?
Let's go to Moaning Mo. He's a Liverpool fan. All right, Moaning.
You're right.
Oh, here we go.
Moaning.
Dragging the show down.
You're gaffer.
Here we go.
What's happening?
I'm happy tonight, you know.
Oh, here we go.
I'm happy because I cannot wait to see the back of that man's head. I don't even want to respect him by saying his name. He doesn't even deserve me to say his name.
Who, Cundy?
His subs.
What?
You're not funny, man. Just let me finish my point. You've never been funny either. Is he not embarrassed? If he's listening now, is he not embarrassed? Like, tonight he was, like, smiling with his fake, disgusting teeth, dressed in a kid's tracksuit.
Get personal, man.
Losing. I'm not getting personal. Losing to a mediocre Italian side. What are you smiling for?
He's had a great era, though, hasn't he, Moaning? Come on.
How exciting.
Leaving the club in a good place.
He hasn't had a good era,
just thank,
man. What?
Just
One
thank him, Mo.
League?
Mo, just thank him. Just say, thank you, Klopp, good luck.
Thank him. What, thank him for being as good as Claudio Ranieri?
Pring pop with a shot, deflected, and in! And Bayer Leverkusen equalise with 88 minutes on the clock. And surely that's the tie for Bayer Leverkusen as once more they protect their unbeaten record.
All right, Moaning, let's go to Barry, the West Ham fan. Bazza?
Just on pass. The problem is that Moyes doesn't make a sub until, what, 82nd minute? And his tactical nous is, we need a goal. he takes on a right back and brings on a right back. And the other side is Cornet. He's not played all season. Man's got to go.
I mean, we was having this conversation. Alvarez in midfield, his legs were gone.
He was dead
on his feet. And, you know, he'd put everything into it. Fair play to him. And when he did finally take him off, Moyes, he's running over to him like, what, me? Me? You're taking me off? Yeah. I mean, is he winding us up? He can't move the geezer. He's given the ball away every time he's got it for the last 10 minutes. He had to take him off eventually.
It's like the first half, like the fans were brilliant, the players were brilliant, the team were going at it. And then the second half, it's like Premier League stand come back. Like we're direct, defensive crap. There's more action in Westfield car park like now than West Ham's bench.
But I think you've got to give Leverkusen some credit. I mean, Bayern Munich haven't beaten them this season.
No.
They're in the
semi-final
of the Champions League.
No, no. No one's beat them. They pumped Bayern Munich. Battered him.
Yeah, I think there's.
Baz, David Moyes, end of the season, time to go.
Yes, go now. Go now.
A bit harsh, Baz. You wanted to go out the front door, didn't you? You don't want to go out the back door, Baz, do you?
Every week going to see him.
You don't want him sacked, though, do you?
You don't want him sacked, Baz.
You
know...
Well, no, so you've got to pay him, haven't you?
Well,
his season's over now.
Yeah, but you give him a bit of respect when he leaves.
Hold on.
Don't want to pay him.
Hold on, you just said you don't want to pay him. You've only got about 3 weeks left of the season, Baz.
Andre against Martinez. Martinez saves it and does a victory dance in front of the Lille supporters. And for the first time in 42 years, Aston Villa are heading into a European semi-final.
All right, let's go to Tom, who's an Aston Villa fan. All right, Tom.
I'm absolutely buzzing tonight. We've been through 120 minutes and penalties. Mm. And I want to give big credit to Emi Martinez.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's not everybody's cup of tea, but what a guy. What a beast of a goalkeeper, guys.
Mm. I love him.
Howser, he was top level tonight. This was European. He's done World Cup standard in the World Cup, but tonight was European standard.
It was so good.
Howser, he was brilliant.
I mean, do you know he actually got booked in the penalty shootout, guys? Mm. He actually got two yellow cards tonight.
Two yellow cards and didn't get sent off.
That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense, does it? It's a weird law, that.
Back-chatting the ball boy, apparently, that's why he got a yellow card for. I thought the referee was a bit officious tonight, but he stood up with those penalties.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, it was announced yesterday, the FA Cup replays will be scrapped from the first round onwards in next year's competition.
They're scrapped.
What do you make of that, fun boy?
They're scrapped, mate. That's what they
no,
says
I know
here.
That. I've just said that, but what do you make of that?
Well, I think that they're just going to be scrapped, mate.
Are you scrapping?
I am stinks, actually. I don't mind a bit of scrapping. Love a little trip down to the tip.
Have you been to the tip?
Been to the tip, mate. I love a tip trip.
Do you wear that outfit?
No.
That's good.
No. The dungarees just don't work with them.
Head of foot, you work in there.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear what Simon Jordan and Woking FC board member Martin Tyler made it all?
No, I actually wouldn't.
Would you not?
No.
I don't know how we're going to move on now because I need you to say yes.
What do you want me to say?
I'd like to say, yeah, I'd love it.
Ask me a question, I've got to say yes to
Do you wear that down a tip?
No.
Right. Okay, so you're not going to say yes to any question?
No, I will. Go on, ask me.
Are you really bald?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Would you like to hear what Simon Jordan and Martin Tyler said?
Yes.
Yeah. Well done.
Maybe if a few more people kept their traps shut about how tired they are and how difficult it is for their schedules and how arduous their lives are, we wouldn't have it. But then again, we don't hear that from the EFL club. Shows you the balance of power. The FA doing their usual wonderful job of recognising their statesmanlike position in the position of managing football. Hence the reason we've got an independent regulator coming in.
The third round would have been a bit more logical. And now that the winter break, which was so championed for the Premier League clubs in January, that's been a casualty of this as well. So priorities seem to change from time to time. I just feel that if you chip away at the bottom of a pyramid, you won't have a structure at all sooner rather than later. And that seems to me what's happening. Of course, I'm a traditionalist. I played in the FA Cup in the qualifying rounds. I loved that. You had to sign a special form to be eligible to play in the FA Cup. The challenge is to raise money for lower down the pyramid. Of course, it's a responsibility for the clubs themselves. They can't rely on handouts or a system that suits them. But this was one way to, as you said earlier, to increase the interest in a club.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, going back to the Champions League defeat on Wednesday, Pep Guardiola announced that Haaland and De Bruyne have both asked to be pulled off in the defeat. Can you believe that? Both of them turned to Pep and said, pull me off.
I mean, what's he going to do, Pep, there? How do you deal with that?
If you were a manager, would you pull two players off at the same time?
Well, if they ask to be done, I mean, you've got to look around and think, well, I need help here.
Yeah. It's no good, is it?
It's not. That's not good, mate. In front of everyone, what's 55,000 fans?
Yeah, it's a lot of people. It's embarrassing, isn't it? Well, these are fit, grown men.
Imagine that. Okay, here's the conversation, right? Yeah. Let's do a bit of role play, right?
Right.
I'm Pep.
Okay. Right. RB Haaland.
Okay.
55 minutes on the clock.
Yeah.
Pep.
Yeah.
Pull me off.
Now?
Yeah, pull me off. I'm really tired.
Do you want me to pull you off
just
now?
Pull me off now, mate. Tired.
But everyone can see.
Doesn't matter.
All right, come over here. You're getting pulled off.
Right, OK, so it does work.
It doesn't
well, Gabby Aponar didn't hold back either in his evaluation of the comments.
Last night would have took so much out of them City players. They look shattered. I mean, we're going to talk about it. Pep Guardiola come out after the game and says Haaland and De Bruyne asked to be taken off.
Well, I'm astonished by
that. Asked to be taken off. So, for me...
From fatigue or niggles?
I think niggles or fatigue, maybe, but I don't want to see them on Saturday then in the FA Cup. Because if you're asking to be taken off in the biggest game of the season when your team needs you, especially Haaland, who for me was poor, and Kevin De Bruyne, 111 minutes.
It's a glorious opportunity.
111 minutes. Yeah. Surely you just see it through because you're one of the better penalty takers.
Stakes, don't forget Arsenal. They did. We honestly, there's only one team. We went to Munich and won it in 12. Yeah. We're the only team in London to still win it. No Wimbledon.
Yeah.
No Brentford.
I know what
no
is.
QPR.
I know what London is.
No Palace.
Yeah, I get London.
No Fulham.
Yeah, I know London.
No Liverpool.
That's not in London, and they've won it anyway. Champions League winner Didier Mann told Talksport yesterday that Arsenal just aren't that good.
Portsmouth, Southampton stinks. Honestly, Bournemouth down the road, Plymouth, they've never won it either. Bristol City, oh, I love Bristol, but Bristol Rovers, Notts County, they've not won it, stinks.
Okay, we need to play
Shrewsbury,
we need to play the audio.
Northampton, they've not won it, stinks either.
We need to play the audio.
Would you call me?
You need to stop. Play the audio.
Well, you've got a question whether this team, I know it's a very young team, whether they are capable of winning a big title. And I think they've got a very good defence. I'm not sure about the keeper. I don't think you win a big trophy with a goalkeeper. It doesn't fill me with confidence. I think his mistake coming 40 yards off his line in the first leg changed the whole tie. And then obviously they brought Rice in, they brought Havertz in. I don't think they improved on last season. You know, Xhaka went to Leverkusen. He's having a brilliant season. And also, you know, if I look at Declan Rice, people tell me he's the best midfielder or best central midfielder in Europe. I'm yet to see.
TalkSport Daily.
Jay, if I said hardest geezer to you, what would you say?
Do you know what stinks? I was down Comet, or it was Comet or Curry's, one of those, right?
Comet, yeah.
So I walked in there. I said, look, I need your hardest freezer. And as I walked in, I'm banging the doors. I'm going, big American thing. I'm saying, no. Okay. I want your hardest freezer got.
I said hardest geezer, not freezer. Talking about hardest geezer. Remember the geezer, aka Russ Cook. Remember him? He recently became the first man in history to run the entire length of Africa. He joined the breakfast show, explained his inspiration for the run.
So I did Istanbul to London in 2019, and then pretty much ever since then, I was looking at what I could potentially do next, and I saw Africa. It was like the big pipe dream, big beautiful continent. No one's ever run it north to south or south to north. And then it kind of got the wheels in motion. It took about 3 years to get, like, just had to convince someone to give me some money to get it go and all this kind of stuff. So it took a while, but got there in the end.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, police are investigating widespread disorder after Portsmouth FC sealed the League One title with a home win against Barnsley. Various offences were reported at O'Neill's pub in Albert Road, Southsea. Pompey boss John Massino said the club are working with the authorities and the players will have to deal with any repercussions.
Obviously, we want the lads to celebrate and enjoy themselves, but we don't want to cross any lines. So there's, you know, it's something we're looking at as a football club. And, you know, over the next couple of days, we're working with O'Neill's and working with any authorities in Portsmouth to make sure that, first of all, everybody's behaved as appropriately as they should. And if they haven't, all the lads are big boys and they'll have to deal with the consequences. So it's a really difficult one, Jim. I do want the boys to enjoy themselves. I want them to go and celebrate. They've just got to make sure they do it in a sensible manner. I think sometimes that can be difficult, and it's just something that we really need to make sure that we're on top of and we're respectful with the way we go about everything.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, after Ollie Watkins scored in Villa's win at Arsenal last week, he took to social media to respond to comments made by Troy Deeney claiming Ollie, and I quote, wasn't an out-and-out number nine.
Well, Stinks, aren't we, or you, lucky that Troy Deeney was in the studio on your drive show? Yeah, he says your drive. It's a TalkSport's drive show yesterday to respond to the comments.
So when you look at Exeter, where did he play? On the left of a three.
Yeah.
Where did he play at Brentford? On the left of a three. When did he play up front as an out-and-out striker? This season for Villa. So it's not a negative. And remember, what we've done really well is to forget what the question was. The question was, would you take Ivan or would you take Ollie? I know both guys. So I said, personally, I would take Ivan. I have more confidence in Ivan going through one-on-one to finish.
Okay.
That's it. I also caveated that a little bit afterwards by saying, I would take Ollie over Marcus Rashford.
Who would you take then? Would you take two or three strikers?
I'd take three.
And the three would be?
Kane, Ivan, Ollie. They would be the three.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
TalkSport Daily.
And finally, we can hear from Tony, the Chelsea fan who got slightly mixed up in a call to breakfast. Can't imagine that getting mixed up.
See, you know what, mate? I listen to breakfast. Paul Ross, right? He's so good.
What?
Honestly, mate, him.
No. You've got mixed up, mate. Paul Ross doesn't do breakfast.
No. Mate, he does breakfast, right? I've got no idea. He does what after me? He doesn't, you filthy pig.
You've got a guy at Aston Villa called Bailey. He runs down the right. He goes outside. He goes inside. He's faster than Saka. He crosses the ball. He scores goals. And he's ignored by Southgate. I just don't get it.
Tony, you know Leon Bailey's Jamaican, not English.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it's the kind of thing that we should have on the right, not Saka.
Oh, you said he's ignored by Southgate?
Oh, sorry, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't. Sorry, mate, I didn't. Oh, that's wrong. Sorry, I apologise for that.
Sorry, mate.
That's it, gang, for this one that talks about wherever you get your podcast from.
Hit subscribe, just press the love button. Do all of that. Just keep on bashing, gang. Keep on bashing.
Thanks for listening. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.